using the correct tenses in writing. Reasons you should pay attention to your tenses when writing. Hello everyone. Nice to finally be able to share something with you guys. Welcome to Language Community Podcast, and in this case, the English Podcast. Today, as the title spoken before, I am going to discuss about using the correct tenses in writing. Okay, so sometimes we write in English, yes, and of course, sometimes we are more focused on the content of the writing instead of the structures of grammar. But did you know, paying attention to the tenses is way more important than you think? Here are the reasons you should pay attention and use the correct tenses in writing. First one, it would make you sound professional. Using the correct tenses, whether it is a formal occasion or not, would certainly make you seem professional. After all, only an amateur uses broken grammar. Imagine sending a cover letter or a modification letter in a messed up sentence structures and grammar. How would the human resources development respond or the judges feel? They'd throw your writings out without a second glance. That's just how it works. This came from my own experience in applying for courses in one of the universities abroad. A lot of students are enthusiastic about the course, unless their motivation letter had improper grammar. That became a huge problem, up to the point that the coordinator had to give a brief presentation on how to properly write out a letter. This is one of the important parts for applying courses, study, or even work. Professionalism, especially, is important. 2. It would make your writings clearer and less ambiguous. Have you ever made a writing that's ambiguous? We all probably have, but just didn't realize it sometimes. But if I ask you whether you've read a writing that's ambiguous, then we all definitely have realized it. By using the correct tenses, it would make your writing clearer and less ambiguous. Here is an example of how using the correct tenses might change the meaning of a sentence. First, I played games when the teacher was yelling at me. So here, it means that I was getting scolded, but still, I played the games. 2. I was playing games when the teacher yelled at me. So here, it means that the teacher scolded me, and in the middle of it, I was playing games. The point of two examples above, before, are the same, which are, first, I played games, and second, my teacher yelled at me. But if we mixed up the tenses that is used to write it, it could definitely give a different message to the reader. And so, it is best to be clear when using tenses when writing. 3. People who don't like you will attack you by pointing out your error if you made a mistake. It's easy to point out a mistake in sentences that you make, and of course, if it's pointed out in public, it would be embarrassing for you. People would use this to their advantage to point out your carelessness and your ignorance. Do you want to be labeled as an ignorant person who doesn't even bother to study the language you are trying to write? Of course not. Using the wrong sentence. Oh. I mean, using the wrong tenses might make people feel annoyed. For some people, it is quite annoying to use the wrong tenses and, you know, like, act so confidently that you speak it right. After all, English is a language, and it is quite mandatory for us to respect the language by using the correct tenses. Using the incorrect tenses would make it seem that you disrespect the language as you don't even bother to make an effort to use the correct tense. One of the common mistakes that annoy me so much is the use of word worth it instead of worth it. You know, like worth it, worth with ed. I mean, I can't start to explain how annoying it is for me, because if you really studied well, worth is not a verb. This, it cannot be added by ed. And I just don't understand why people would not even bother to know what you're speaking with before you write it. I mean, you should know the grammar and you should know how to speak it before you blabber and start mumbling about the language that you don't even bother to understand the proper grammar or tenses in this case. It's really annoying. If you really study English well and not use it just for a decoration of coolness and how you can appear to be speaking English, you know that. And I personally think that you really, really need to learn the foundation and the real grammar of a language before you start speaking it, like in a formal setting. At least you should try to find out if what you're writing or what you're speaking is the right sentence or the right grammar or the right tenses. So that is what I find really annoying. Is there any word or any like incorrect sentence or grammar or tenses that you find annoying? Okay. Next. And last but not least is the writing would be consistent. The most important part is, of course, your writing would be consistent. It would be extremely confusing when you write something in past tense, then suddenly switching to the present tense. It would mean, and it would imply, that somehow the writing has shifted into the present, and the writing that was written in the past tense occurred in the past. Or if we switch it up, writing in the present tense and suddenly switching to the past tense would mean that now we are talking about the past. It would be confusing for the readers. For example, there was a writing that I wrote using a past tense. Like, for example, I went to the school, I talked to my friends, I found a key, and suddenly the writing said, I say to her. It's really confusing because I was using past tense, but now I'm using a present tense. So were the actions before just a flashback, or did that occur in the past and now we're in the present? If it's related to the plot, it would be quite significant and the readers would be more confused. Is it in the past? Is it in the present? So does this correlate with each other? Or do we need to just overlook it? It's not consistent and it's really bad. If it was written in a formal setting, it would be more inappropriate because the writing would be inconsistent. So who would bother with a writing that keeps changing every 5 sentences? Such a hectic writing that is. No one, I repeat, no one would agree to keep reading with all the confusion arise. Just put yourself in a reader's shoes or in the position of someone who would read or who would judge the writing. Sure, it would be confusing for you. No? Okay. So, from me, those are the reasons why you should use correct tenses in writing. And to an extent, I think you should use the correct grammar in writing. But that's for the other time. So there it is. Some reasons why using the correct tenses in writing is important. I hope you find that using correct tenses important. I hope some of these would give you some insights on why it is important to keep your writing tense in check before jumping to finish it. And and some of these reasons may be crucial for you in the future. I'm sorry if I have made any mistake. After all, we're only human, and I was quite in a bit of a rush. And I guess that's it. I'm sorry it was all in a rush. And if you have any comments or any advices, or if you want to discuss something, it would be really a pleasure for me to listen. Okay, once again, thank you for listening to this podcast. My apologies if I've said something wrong or something that bothered you. Thank you for listening. See you next time, and goodbye.